Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is a children's program. So we're going to be going over Krishna Leela. Which one of the children can tell me where are the three places on earth where Krishna does his pastimes? Madhav, Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dvaraka. Next question for one of the children. Where does Krishna begin his Leela? Which one of those? Where? No, no. Kush? Nope. Nope. Let's tell the third one. Mathura. Because Krishna is born, who are Krishna's parents? His first original parents. Anybody? Devaki and Vasudev. And they're living in Mathura. When Krishna appears, where is Vasudev and Devaki when he appears? Raise your hand. Back there. Yes, Kishan. He's in prison. Whose prison is he in? Raise your hand. Kush. Kamsa's prison. Very good. At what age is Krishna when he kills Kamsa? How old is Krishna when he kills Kamsa? Are you playing video games? No texting. We're having class. This is school. Yes, no phones. This is class. All right, how old is Krishna when he kills Kamsa? 11. Now, the next question. Who brought Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura? Don't speak out of turn. You get a point off. Okay. Yes, Madhav. Akrura. Now, what does the name Akrura mean? Raise your hand. Kishan. No. Akrura. No. What does it mean, Akrura? Anybody? Yes, sir. No. Akrura. Not cruel. What, you're telling me a devotee? What is he, Ravana? Akrura is Ravana? Now. Yeah. But somebody said that Akrura's name is a lie. Who said that Akrura's name is a lie? Kishan. No. Madhav. The gopis. Why did the gopis say that Akrura's name, not cruel, is false? Why did the gopis say that? Besides Madhav. Besides Nimai Charan. I want somebody else. Anybody? Kishan. No, not because he's a liar. All right. Nimai Charan. Yes. Yes. They felt that Akrura was cruel because he was taking their life and soul away from them. That tells us how much the gopis love Krishna. Does anybody love Krishna more than the gopis? Yes or no? No. They're the topmost devotees of Krishna, the gopis. So, we have been doing these children's programs now for several years. We started with chapter 1. We're at chapter 68. How many chapters in Krishna Leela altogether? Mukund. 90. 90 chapters. How many cantos in Srimad Bhagavatam? Kush. No. Govind. 12. Every time you answer a question right, you get a ding. Don't worry. You'll get a question. I'll get you an easy one. Okay. So we're at chapter number 68. Are you ready to proceed? You sure? All right. Please listen. This chapter describes how the Kauravas captured Sambha and how Lord Baladev dragged the city of Hastinapur to secure his release. So, the Kauravas are mostly 100 sons. Whose sons are the Kauravas? You know? All right, Govind. Dhritarashtra and of his 100 sons, who is the number one son? Raise your hand. Om? Duryodhan. Very good. Now, who is the father of Sambha? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Who is the father? Rama. Who's the father of Sambha? What did you say? No. Who is the father of Sambha? Madhav? Krishna. Yes. Who is Sambha's mother? I'll give you a hint. One of the 8 principal queens. Kishan. His name sounds a little bit like Bharati. Jambavati. Sambha comes from Jambavati. Keep track of your points. But if you make a mistake, you got to deduct 1 point. All right? That's how you can use your cell phone, only to keep track of your points. All right. What is the relationship between Baladev and Krishna? What is their relationship? Madhav, their brothers. Who is their only sister? Raise your hand. Who is their only sister? Subhadra. Very good. Excellent. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. I thought Hiran came. Did Hiran didn't come? Not yet? Okay. Just now coming. All right. Please pay attention. Sambha, the darling son of Jambavati, kidnapped Duryodhan's daughter, Lakshmana. Interesting, isn't it? From her Swayamvara assembly. What's a Swayamvara? What is that? Is it a tennis match? What is a Swayamvara? Yes, it's a marriage, a particular kind of marriage, usually a princess, where many Kshatriya kings come and they have a contest, and whoever emerges victorious wins the hand of the princess. Arjuna did that. Krishna did that several times. So it was a custom. In response, the Kauravas joined forces to arrest him after Sambha held them off single-handedly for some time. 6 warriors of the Kaurava party deprived him of his chariot, broke his bow into pieces, seized him, and tied him up, and brought him and Lakshmana back to Hastinapur. When King Ugrasena is the king of what city? King Ugrasena, Rama, Dwaraka, very good. You gained your point back. He called upon the Yadavas. Who are the Yadavas? Anybody? Who are the Yadavas? Madhav. Krishna's family. Let's take a look at Krishna's family. How many wives did Krishna have? Shh. Raise your hand or I'll take a point off. Don't even think out loud. Yes? Go ahead. A little more than that. Yes. 1,600? 16,108. All right, you got that? So how many? 16,108. Only 16,108. Because why? Because he's God. Right? Even he has 16 trillion, it's a drop in the bucket. Is Krishna in everyone's heart? Yes or no? How many living entities are there? How many living, I didn't say species, how many living entities are there? Yes, infinite, innumerable, you can't count. So Krishna is unlimitedly in everyone's heart, so he only married 16,108 wives. Only, it was like renunciation. Should we imitate Krishna and also marry 16,108 wives? That's right. We can barely maintain one. Yes. 16,108. Even the government can't maintain that. All right, let's continue. When King Ugrasena heard of Kasamba's capture, he called upon the Yadavas to retaliate. What does the word retaliate mean? Retaliate. Now, raise your hand. Yes, sir. Huh? Fight back. Yes. Tit for tat, as we say. Angered, they prepared to fight, but Lord Balaram pacified them, hoping to avoid a quarrel between the Kuru and Yadava dynasty, Yadu dynasties. The Lord. Which Lord? No. Who's going to settle the thing? Balaram. Duh. Okay. Balaram. Set off for what city? Where are the Kauravas? Hastinapur. Together with several Brahmins and Yadava elders. The party of Yadavas set up camp in a garden outside the city. What city? Hastinapur. And Lord Balaram sent Uddhava to ascertain. What does ascertain mean? Raise your hand. What does ascertain mean? Madhav? What does the word ascertain mean? No, you either know what the word means or you don't. What does the word ascertain mean? Yes? To determine, to figure out, to understand, to know. Okay? So this is a religious class, English class. You'll see, this is the best school in the world. Nirantara's school. And you have fun too in my school. And you also eat in my school. And you sing and you dance. Who would like to go to my school all the time? Me too. Jai. All right, let's continue. To ascertain King Dhritarashtra's frame of mind, when Uddhava appeared in the Kaurava court and announced Lord Balaram's arrival, the Kauravas worshipped Uddhava and went to see the Lord, taking auspicious items to offer him. The Kauravas honored Balaram with rituals and items of respect. But when he conveyed Ugrasena's demand that they release, who did they capture? Samba, yes. They released Samba, they became angry. They said, "It is very amazing that the Yadavas are trying to give orders to the Kauravas. This is like a shoe trying to climb atop one's head. It is from us alone that the Yadavas have obtained the royal thrones, and yet now they are presuming themselves our equals. No longer will we extend to them royal privileges." Having said this, the Kaurava nobles went inside their city, and Lord Balaram decided that the only way to deal with those who are maddened by false prestige is through brute punishment. When somebody is a brute, what is he being compared to? When you call somebody a brute, you are comparing that person to what? Raise your hand. What is a brute? Raise your hand. Yes. No. Something brute what? Brute? Animal. Brute. It's like an animal. Right? Haribol. Wow, so many great Vaishnavas are coming. Let's all pay obeisances. Vanchikalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasindubhyaye Bacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Om, we need a bigger house. Too many exalted Vaishnavas are coming. Hari Bol. All right, let's get back to our reading. Having said this, the Kaurava nobles went inside their city, and Lord Baladev decided that the only way to deal with those who are maddened by false prestige is through brute punishment. So brute punishment is like sometimes you beat. When you're riding a horse, sometimes you whip the horse. Yes or no? Yes. Or those of you who have taken care of cows or bulls, sometimes you have to hit them. Because can you reason with an animal? Can you have an argument with an animal? Can you have an intelligent discussion with an animal? No, because it's an animal. Or let's sometimes, if you have a dog, you can't sit down with the dog and say, okay, we gotta talk about this. No. Way you deal with an animal when you have to get your way is with brute force. Thus, Balaram took up which one of his weapons? Very good. His plow weapon. And intending to rid the earth of all the Kurus, began dragging Hastinapur towards what river? What river? Raise your hand. Kush. Ganges. Very good. Seeing that their city was in imminent danger of falling into the river, the terrified Kauravas quickly brought Samba and who was his wife? Who did he kidnap? Raise your hand. Who did he kidnap? Madhav? Lakshmana. Yes. Brought Lakshmana before Lord Balaram and began to glorify him. Then they prayed, O Lord, please forgive us who were so ignorant of your true identity. What is Balaram's ultimate identity? Raise your hand. What is the ultimate identity of Lord Balaram? Yes. Well, in English, what word would you use? God. Very good. Yes. But see, Balaram, Anantasesh is Balaram's expansion. So Balaram is already his ultimate identity. But I should have said, what is his status? What is his position? And the answer is, what is the only difference between Balaram and Krishna? According to Srila Prabhupada, yes. What's the color difference? Black and? Yes, but please raise your hand. Otherwise, we're going to have detention. We're in school. This is my school. Baladev assured the Kauravas he would not harm them, and Duryodhana presented various wedding gifts to his daughter and new son-in-law. Who's the son-in-law? Raise your hand. Who's the son-in-law? Raise your hand. Samba. Very good. Then Duryodhana, extending his greetings to the Yadavas, requested Lord Baladev to return to, where did Balaram should go back to? Madhav? Dwaraka. And with Samba and Lakshmana. Good, we did the chapter. Everyone say Hari Bol. All right, we're going to take a break here.